English for Migrants, a free weekly program to help migrants improve their English. With your English teacher, Adon.
Hello, kia ora, and welcome to my show in Auckland today. And if you are listening to me in the Wairarapa region on Arrow FM, a very special welcome to you. And I am Adon Kumar, your English teacher. If you want to improve your English, you are in the right place. And I'm a migrant just like you. And my passion is to help migrants succeed. So every Sunday at 11:20 a.m., I'll bring you a new English lesson to help you gain confidence in your speaking, listening, reading, and writing. I'll also have a regular live interview program called Get Real, where I invite special guests and experts on my show to share their real-world experiences with you. And if you want to be one of the guests, do send me an email and I will contact you and get you onto this radio program. Well, the Newlands Citizens Advice Bureau is organizing another free workshop for migrants in September. Well, I did the one just a couple of weeks ago. But if you want to attend the September workshop, seats are limited, so you need to call and register. So, ring the Newlands Citizens Advice Bureau on 09827 7830, 09827 7830, or 09827 4731. You can also email them at newlynn, N-E-W-L-Y-N-N, at cab.org.nz. newlynn at cab.org.nz. Well, last week I taught you lots of interesting words that you could use. I hope you remember my topic on describing shapes. Whatever you see can be explained by using words about shapes. And I taught you many words that describe the most common shapes. Can you remember them? But if you missed my program last week, don't worry, because you can go and listen to it again.
Listen to this program again online, planetaudio.org.nz/English for migrants. That's planetaudio.org.nz/English for migrants.
And when you get to that page, you click on the listen button to listen to my most recent lesson. But you can also click on the archive button to listen to any of my past lessons. And I have 130 lessons waiting for you. And it's all free. So, enjoy the lessons. You can click on one of those things, download it onto your computer, your tablet, your smartphone, any programs you like, any lessons you like, or you can download all of them, 130 of them, including today's. So, what have I got for you today?
Today's English topic. Today's English topic.
Well, I have a very special lady, and today is what I called Get Real. We want to have some real people who can come and share their experiences. So I've got a very famous lady, and the topic today is the lady from Ceylon. That's my Get Real program, the lady from Ceylon. You know, we need to hear from migrants to come and tell their stories. It's no use just learning English and grammar. You also need to hear from real migrants who have succeeded by learning English. So I invite special guests to share their real stories on my show. And today is one of those days where we get real, and with this special lady who is a migrant just like you. So let's get started. And I'm sure she has a fantastic story to tell. So, welcome, young lady. I'm not going to even mention your name. I'd like you to tell us all about yourself. So, could you tell us your name, what you do, if you have a company, whatever. Thank you.
Kia ora. My name is Kitmini Lienake. I'm a postgraduate student of New Zealand Territory College, Auckland campus. And I am a relieving teacher working with Randstad Education New Zealand, as well as Lollipops Educare, Lynn Mall branch.
Wow. And your name again, carefully?
My name is Ketmini.
Ketmini. Ketmini. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for joining. And good to hear about what you are doing. You're looking, look like you're working at a number of places. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
Well, lollipops looks like lollies, sounds like lollies. And what was the other one?
That's Randstad Education, New Zealand.
Oh, okay. So something to do with education.
Yes.
Okay, okay. So tell us, what is this lollipop and Randstad Education? What exactly do you do?
Yes, from Randstad Education, New Zealand, I'm employed as a relieving teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So in the West region, I visit to many centers as a reliever. To be with children under age 5, that is early childhood education.
Okay.
So I meet a lot of Kiwis, a lot of children. I work with them as well as Lollipop Seducare.
Mm-hmm.
That is the new Lynn Mall branch.
Oh.
I work with children, same as I do with Randstad, children under age 5. That is basically early childhood education.
Okay.
For children under 5, yes.
So do you what? These children eat a lot of lollipops?
Yeah, they do like to eat a lot of sweets.
Okay.
But we limit their consumption because it is more encouraged to have fruits, vegetables. But children, you know, they really like to have sweets.
That's right. A nice name, though, lollipops.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell us, where do you come from again?
Yeah, I'm from Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka, wow. Well, I deliberately used the name Ceylon.
Yes.
Because long time ago it was called Ceylon.
It was called Ceylon and many other names as well.
Yeah. So, don't they use it anymore?
No, we don't use Ceylon. We use the name Sri Lanka.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how we call ourselves. But even now, at certain times, we use names like Ceylon to mention about our country.
Yeah.
That is basically relating to the history.
Okay.
Yes.
But I think most people in New Zealand and worldwide,
yes,
they still don't say Sri Lankan tea. They say Ceylon tea.
Ceylon tea, yes. That's correct.
Yeah, because that's famous, right?
Yes.
So they want to associate with the old name because it makes your tea very famous.
That is actually with the connection with the history.
That's right.
Yes.
So it's nice. Okay, Sri Lanka. I'll make sure I'll call it Sri Lanka from now on. So tell us, what did you do in your country?
Yes, in Sri Lanka, I did my till my secondary schooling.
Mm-hmm.
I was a student of Muses College, Colombo.
Okay.
And after my secondary school, I went to Bangalore, India.
Right.
For my bachelor's, I was a student of Bangalore University.
Mm-hmm.
And after I finished my bachelor's in arts, I moved to Sri Lanka.
Okay.
And there I worked as an assistant manager in a leading publishing firm. Later on, I moved to the education field. I was an academic tutor of a government university in Sri Lanka. Meantime, I did my MA in linguistics. That's in University of Kalani of Sri Lanka.
Wow.
And then I decided to move to New Zealand. But during my stay in Sri Lanka, I completed my Sangeet Visharad in North Indian classical music.
Wow.
That is from Lucknow Bhatkhandi Sangeet Vidyapeeth. I was also a media personnel attached to different media in Sri Lanka, as in Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation.
Wow.
I was a program presenter and a national communicator for Rupavahini Corporation as well as the Buddhist. That's satellite television.
Oh, wow.
And while I was a bachelor student in Bangalore University, I contributed myself for the campus newspaper, in-house newspaper as well as the magazine.
Fantastic. Very interesting background you have in your country. And you also involved in Sri Lankan classical music. Is that right?
Yes. Sri Lankan classical music as well during my school days. That is basically folk music, folk dance.
Mm-hmm.
And I studied North Indian classical music.
Okay.
Yes.
So, fantastic history background from Sri Lanka. Why did you leave this little island paradise and come to this country called New Zealand?
Yes, it was a passion of myself and my husband to move to a different country.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the many countries which speak English,
yes,
attempt to come to New Zealand was much sooner, and hence that was successful
mm-hmm.
under the professional guidance of Mr. Asoka Veerasundara of ProEx New Zealand Limited.
Okay.
And so our dream became successful and we could come here last September
mm-hmm.
2015. Actually, I choose New Zealand because one thing is I feel like that is a second home for migrants.
Mm-hmm.
The Kiwis are very warm-hearted.
Yes.
They are very... when we interact with them, we feel like we are in another home.
Yes.
And as migrants, we feel come across many shifts in our lives when you move to a new place.
Mm-hmm.
But in New Zealand, you won't feel that much because one thing is linguistically, we are familiar. We speak English here and we are linguistically comfortable in a country like New Zealand. And also, it has many opportunities to grow.
Mm.
It gives us so many opportunities to explore ourselves and move towards excellence. So we feel that it gives us more chances to live a quality life. So in that case, New Zealand has many opportunities.
Fantastic. Yeah. So how did you find New Zealand? I mean, when you first came to New Zealand, you come from a very hot country.
Yes.
And you came here 8 months ago.
Oh,
how did you feel?
Oh my God, the weather was so very different to us.
Yes.
Because in Sri Lanka, it's all time summer, hot,
mm-hmm.
hot, hot.
Yes.
But in New Zealand, we, for the first time, we experienced all four seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite a challenge.
Yes.
But slowly, I'm getting used to that.
Getting used to
it. Yeah, it's winter and very cold.
Yeah.
We don't
yeah.
have that in my place. Yeah.
You still drink tea, by the way.
Yeah, of course, we do drink a lot.
Not Chinese tea.
No,
Sri Lankan tea.
Yes.
Very nice, very nice. So you chose to come to New Zealand, and, you know, it's a big change for a lot of migrants,
yes.
especially the weather. Of course, others struggle with other problems, but it looks like you've fitted in quite well.
Yes, and with the help of my husband,
he's
the biggest pillar. So that strength as well.
Yeah, in fact, your husband is sitting here very quietly listening to you. And that's very supportive. So thank you for coming as well. Now, you know, looking at your background, you know, you told me a little bit and you've told us today a little bit more about what you have been doing in Sri Lanka. And it looks like you got so many things in your background. English, journalism, singing, psychology, writing, publishing.
Yes.
You know, in Kiwi language, they say sometimes you're a mixed up kid. You know, it's all mixed up like Chinese noodles, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Bit of this, bit of that, bit of this, and everything. It's very mixed up. So fantastic. It's good to know that you can do so many things. But then you've decided to choose what is called early childhood education in New Zealand, which you didn't do in your country. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
So why? Why did you decide to, you know, move from journalism to English literature to publishing and all of a sudden teaching very young children, early childhood? Tell us.
Actually, I have some sort of experience in teaching,
mm-hmm.
but not for kids below 5 years old.
Right.
I have the experience with undergrads, so that's a big difference.
It is.
Even then, actually, ECE is a very demanding and a booming field in New Zealand. That
mm-hmm.
is one of the reasons to choose that.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I think I can interlink what I have learned before to what I do now, what I practice now.
Yeah.
So I believe myself that being an educator doesn't mean that you need to focus into one particular thing, one particular field.
Mm-hmm.
But it is always that you can interlink what you have learned in what you practice now. So that is what I do while I teach, while I be with kids.
Yes.
Because it's basically early childhood education, but in New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
what we believe is that the child should develop holistically.
Yeah.
So what I learn, we sing, we dance, we play, we paint, we do every sorts of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I interlink what I learned before, and especially with dealing with children with special needs.
Right.
Children who have problem in hearing,
mm-hmm.
and deaf kind of.
Yes.
So in situations like that, we need to develop their language skills.
Right.
In that case, New Zealand use New Zealand Sign Language.
Mm-hmm.
and communication skills. We need to grow their communication skills.
Right.
As well as that, we need to understand that psychology is different from the children of the other end.
Yes.
We need to understand them and do a variety, a lot of activities with them.
Yes.
So that is how we understand that the child should develop holistically, and that is what expected in EZE. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned in Te Whariki, Te Whariki is an EZE curriculum for in New Zealand.
Yes.
By the Minister of Education. So every time what I do is I use what I learned before to EZE to make the thing happen well. Yeah.
So I think some of my listeners would be interested to know how to become an early childhood teacher. So did you have to do a course here?
Yes, even I do a postgraduate diploma in early childhood education. That's in New Zealand Territory College, Auckland campus.
How long was that?
That is for 1 year.
1 year, okay.
Yes. So there are many other programs as well. If they choose education, they can choose education in different courses. Or if they choose teaching, that has many other courses as well.
Right.
So basically, you need to learn the subject as well as to practice.
Okay. So how do you enjoy it?
I enjoy it very much because being with children is... they are very genuine. They express themselves as it is.
Right.
And very friendly. If they want to express something, it's very direct. But once you fight, the fight is over in a minute.
Right.
Then again, you are friendly.
Yeah, right.
So it's very interesting and very... I feel I'm young always.
Right.
Being with small kids. Of course, being in teaching is something you feel that you are always... very young.
Sure. Yes, so that means you enjoy children, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so how many do you have?
I don't have any children.
Oh, you don't have any? Not yet. But you enjoy children.
Yes.
I just thought, you know, maybe you have like lots of Asians. They have six children, you know.
Yes, but I meet many children, maybe 20, 30 in the center.
Right. So how do you find the Kiwi kids?
Kiwi kids are really awesome because they are very very direct.
Yes.
Whatever they feel, they just say, you're like,
just,
just show it to maybe to a teacher, maybe to a friend.
Yeah.
So they are very outgoing, very forward, and very active. The children are very active.
Asian kids are not like that?
Asian kids are, but comparing to the Asian kids and other nations, other Kiwi children, children are really active.
Yeah, right.
Very active, and they want to engage themselves in the activities we do.
Do you find them more independent than Asian children?
Yes. Yes. They are very independent. Mm. Even the Asian children in the New Zealand setup.
Sure.
We encourage them to be independent.
Yeah.
So what they say is, I can do it by myself. When we ask for when we offer them assistance, I can do it by myself. I said, okay, if you can do it by yourself, of course you can.
Of course.
So they're encouraged to be independent.
Yeah.
Whenever they need guidance, there are teachers, there are people to guide them. Yes.
Interesting you say that, because I have two grandchildren born here. And, you know, when they were young, like... 3 years, 2 or 3 years old, you know, I try to be like Indian parents, you know. Oh, open your mouth, feed the food. They say, Papa, I can feed myself.
Yes.
You know? But Asian parents, they'll be feeding them till they're 8 years old, you know. You know? So here they are very independent. That's great, great. Yeah. So you're enjoying, looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, you know, this is a program for migrants. So you've been a migrant to New Zealand. So tell me about your experience as a new migrant in New Zealand. What sort of things did you find easy or hard? So in New Zealand as a new migrant, what were the positives and negatives for you?
Actually, considering the negative things, we don't. I don't feel actually it's negative. It is a challenge.
Okay.
So even the Kiwi way of thinking, challenge is, a challenge is a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we got a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that everything is a challenge which I can really face.
Yes.
Thinking about the positive factors here, there are many opportunities to learn. You can learn.
Right.
If you need, you can earn.
Yes.
You can use your skills. You can use your talents to earn. And the people are, as I said, very friendly and well-mannered. So those are the positive things I find here, because the system here is it's very systematic, rule followed, and it's very quick.
Yes.
It's very quick. And nothing seems to be impossible. If you feel that you can do it, you believe that you can do it, that means it's real.
Fantastic.
It means you can do it. So those kind of positive things are really in this country.
Great.
Thinking about the challenges, of course, the weather is quite a bit of, you need some effort to
Takes a while
change.
To get used to it,
yes.
doesn't it?
Quite a bit getting used to the new weather. And I miss my parents, my friends, my family back in Sri Lanka, back in Bangalore, my friends like that. So that is, I feel, some sort of a challenge, how to manage myself.
So like here, you know, when migrants come, like you say, you don't have the same family unit. You leave everybody, come here like a stranger. So must have been a little bit tough initially anyway.
Yes.
Yeah?
It's tough.
Right.
But of course you need to get used to that and meet new people in the new country.
But then for you, you speak very good English, so that wasn't a major problem for you?
No, that wasn't a problem at all for me. So that's why the basic requirement of us, because we are linguistically comfortable in this type of country.
Which is a very important point, because lots of migrants, they don't understand the Kiwis, their English is not that good enough. Maybe they studied overseas, but the communication is a problem because they don't understand. They feel a bit shy to communicate. So it takes a while to adapt to the language here.
Yes.
Yeah. So now, we got a few more minutes. So tell us, what are your future plans?
I like to be an educator, an administrator in EZE.
Yes.
As well as I will seek for opportunities to become a researcher. I like doing research.
Fantastic.
And for the moment, I have only completed two songs of mine, but I think I need to pay more attention and put more time and effort to music.
Do you write your own songs?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic.
Both the songs I have done.
Well, maybe you should combine the Sri Lankan and Kiwi English, and then you know, a lot of Bollywood songs that have English, and you know, so maybe a combination.
Yes.
It would be quite interesting. Your husband can help you with the drums and everything, you know. It'd be nice.
And I think I'll be seeking for opportunities to become a media personnel as well in the future.
Fantastic.
Because recently I approached one of the state media, but that time they said that you need to become more established in this country to join media. So I think I'll be able to do that in the future. Yeah.
So finally, running out of time, so let's ask you this. A lot of questions you've answered already, but this one, you know, migrants who listen to this program of mine and you are here today, what would you recommend to migrants? What they should do or should not do when they come to New Zealand?
Before coming, actually, they should know what the country is, wherever. Maybe it's New Zealand, maybe wherever it is. They should know about the people, what the country is. So that is a basic requirement before you come.
Yeah.
And after you come, actually, it's important to get used to this setup.
Yeah.
Adapting yourself.
Yeah.
You can't do everything you did back there in your home country, in the new place.
Mm-hmm.
You need to adapt yourself to the new country, the way of thinking, way of people doing work.
Yeah.
And basically, it's very required to network yourself, know new people, meet new people, and establish yourself in the new country. So that change, you need to accept.
Yeah, and so quickly, maybe.
Quickly. it's tough. Actually, it's tough.
Yes.
But if you take it in a positive way, you need to face a change. You can't do everything you did back there. You need to. If you have come for a change, you should change. Yeah.
Fantastic advice. What a great migrant story from Kithmini. Thank you so much for being so honest and open with us today. And I'm sure you have inspired my listeners by your struggle and your success. And I wish you the very best as you begin your new career as an early childhood teacher. Maybe one day you'll become a principal. And I'm sure your students will learn, you know, many subjects from you, including singing, dancing, and many other things that you are talented in.
One more thing I sure. need to mention. I want to especially thank to Citizens Advice Bureau of New Zealand.
Yes.
And Immigration New Zealand for organizing workshops mm-hmm. for immigrants to familiarize ourselves to New Zealand.
They do.
As well as you, Adon Kumar,
thank
for
you.
delivering your valuable knowledge and time
thank
for
you.
us, sharing your knowledge with us and giving us more knowledge
thank
about
you.
networking and being in New Zealand.
I'm sure. Thank you very much. I'm sure you will do well as well. So thank you for coming and also for Kitmini's husband, who's been sitting here quietly and proudly listening to his smart and beautiful wife. So thank you both for joining me today. And you are listening to Adon Kumar on English for Migrants on Planet FM 104.6. Well, I hope you enjoyed the lesson today. Was it helpful? Would you like to add something to what Kathmini said or I said? When you can do that by posting your comments on my Facebook page.
Join the conversation on Facebook. Facebook.com/English for Migrants. Facebook.com/English for Migrants.
Well, each week I communicate with more than 420 friends who have already joined me on my Facebook page. So why don't you go there now and click on the Facebook page and join the conversation. After my radio program, many listeners also ask me if I can be their English teacher. Sure, I can. You can join me via Skype. I can teach you English from anywhere in the world. And outside this program, I offer my services as a private English teacher and employment coach. So if you need any help from me, you can meet me face-to-face in Auckland or on Skype, and I can prepare you for your English lesson, prepare you for IELTS, help you with your essays, or get some private coaching for employment, such as your cover letter, CV, or preparation for your job interview. You can get in touch with me via email.
To contact your English teacher, email adon@goshenconsulting.co.nz. That's adon@goshenconsulting.co.nz.
Well, I look forward to hearing from you. Now, let's look at next week's lesson.
Next week on English for Migrants.
Well, I'm going to talk about the language of goodbye. How to say goodbye in New Zealand. So I'm going to talk to you about many words you can use to say something when you leave a person or a meeting and so on. So don't forget to join me again, and I hope to hear you talking to me via Facebook or via email. But if you miss anything what Kathmini said, you can listen again online.
Listen to this program again online. planetaudio.org.nz/English for Migrants. That's planetaudio.org.nz/English for Migrants.
Well, you've been listening to English for Migrants on Planet FM 104.6. Do let me know of any other topics you want me to teach you. Remember, if you want to be my guest on this program or want me to be your private teacher, do send me an email or call me on 022-340-4433. 022-340-4433. So until next Sunday at 11:20 a.m., this is your good teacher, Adon Kumar on Planet FM 104.6, saying goodbye and have a fabulous week. And I look forward to linking with you again next week.